Josie set out with excitement mingled with a little apprehension. She hadn't worked for 5 years, and before that only in a garment factory. But it was a beautiful, clear January day, one of those rare winter days when a brisk wind coming up the Thames from the sea had cleared out the usual layer of choking smog that hung over the city. The sky above the warehouses and church steeples glowed like a blue arc. Josie found she had a spring in her step. Life seemed full of possibilities. She was heading for the Civilian Recruitment Centre at Liverpool Street Station when she happened to glance at a row of shops and saw the lace curtains in the window. And what's more, a sign pasted on the rather dirty glass, "Help Wanted." She peeked in through the window. It was a tea shop. The sort of tea shop she had seen in the West End and where she had very occasionally treated herself to a cup of tea. Josie had opened the door gingerly. A bell tinkled above her head, and she stood taking in the improbable scene. Little round glass-topped tables with proper china teacups and saucers on them. Small vases of tired artificial flowers on each table. A large older woman appeared from behind a curtain.
"We're not open yet," she said to Josie
in a voice heavy with a foreign accent.
"Come back at 11.
"I came about the job," Josie said. "Help wanted. In the window."
"You have experience?"
the woman asked, eyeing Josie suspiciously.
"This is an establishment with class. People who come here want to be treated properly. Where have you worked?"
"I haven't worked recently, and nowhere like this," Josie said. "I've been a housewife, taking care of my husband. But now he's in the army, and everyone's supposed to be getting a job."
The old woman shook her head so that the large earrings that hung from both ears rattled and jangled.
"Sorry, no experience. Try somewhere else."
"Hey, just a minute," Josie said. "You could at least give me a chance. What do you need, a waitress or a cook?"
"Some of both, I suppose. My old legs are not as young as they were. I get tired easily."
"My husband ain't never complained about my cooking, especially me cakes and pies, and scones. Stan says I do a good scone, you know."
The woman sighed so that her many chins wobbled.